woke up in the morning.
Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years.
On the radio. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Radiated through space.
With Adam Wilde, DJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show. Morning show.
Stage three, baby.
Yeah.
Does it feel good? It feels good. Actually, some restaurants in Toronto opened up at midnight this morning to have 2 hours of indoor dining. And I have a reservation tonight. Very excited.
I also have a reservation tonight.
Now, here's the thing about reservations. When you know nothing about restaurants, which is me, I'm not the See, I think in every couple there's a restaurant person.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I am not the restaurant person. I don't know where I'm going. All I know is I'm going to be there. My restaurant, I think it's at 8:30 tonight. I'm very excited. No idea where we're going, but who cares? It's going to be indoor.
You're a big toddler.
Yeah.
100%. Lawyer Bay is going to lay out your outfit. She's going to tell you to get in the Uber.
I am so happy to just go with the flow.
Yeah.
It's so much easier than making decisions for everybody else and then waiting and hoping that they like my decisions. I can't handle that kind of pressure. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you.
All right. Now, going to be a bit of a cloudy day today. Although there's no special weather statements like there were all of yesterday, tornadoes and that sort of thing. And we just want to shout out everybody in Barrie. We've seen the damage and that sort of thing. We just hope you're okay. And yeah, totally awful stuff. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a fun show, though. We've got Summer Side Hustle coming up. We got TJ and producer Michaela here. It's TJ's last day before vacation, so you know he's going to say something bad.
I'm super checked out.
What do you? Let's check in. TJ, what's on your mind?
You mentioned restaurants. I'm going to Chibo tonight with my girlfriend.
What is Chibo?
It's a pizza and wine bar, or as I like to call it, a restaurant that was made for me.
Wow.
I'm so excited. And so neither of us are the restaurant person in the couple, which means one of us had to take the lead, and she left it with me, which is why we ended up at a pizza and wine
bar. Smart. Yeah. I like that. You know, I feel like the whole pizza and wine bar thing started in the last 10 years or whatever. And it was just like all of us who grew up with Pizza Hut and were like, you know, if we could just drink a little, that would be super duper.
And not out of a box.
And here we are. Fantastic. Welcome to Chibo. Michaela, what's going on with you?
I cannot stop thinking about the Kraft Dinner ice cream. I know it came out a couple days ago, but it's been on my mind ever since then. And I just
need
to try. Yes, I need to try it.
Why?
Because I love Kraft Dinner and I love ice cream. So what's a better mix? So
they're claiming that it sold out in like 60 minutes. And I'm like, that's because you made like three tubs of it, okay? Three people bought this. Nobody wants this.
They also, a couple weeks ago, they released these flavor packets and they come in a buffalo sauce, which actually sounds pretty good. But then there's poutine flavor. There's cotton candy flavor. There's, I believe, curry flavor. Just, ugh.
That's my weekend.
Okay, that's good to know. It's a lot going on up there in Aurora, where producer Michaela's from. Hey, a couple of songs from now. What does stage three, or we like to call it stage free. So that's what we're calling it from now on. Stage free. What does it mean for you? What can you do and what can you not still do? Which, honestly, the list is getting smaller. We'll tell you about it. 7:10.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You woke up this morning in stage three. Congratulations.
Hey.
I don't think it has been this open since March. Was it March 15th or March 16th where they shut everything down for the first time in 2020?
I think it was the 15th.
Last year, it did not even get to be this open, I don't believe.
No. Like, even in the summer when it felt a little bit free, it really wasn't. Like this. No.
This is the most free you've been in a long, long time. So what does it mean? What does it mean specifically, TJ?
Now, keep in mind, all of these come with capacity limits or there's distancing effects. How dare you? What does that mean? Indoor dining is back. There's no limits on people per table, too, so you can actually have, like, your birthdays at Boston Pizza again, which would be a lot of fun. That's where we're going, Adam. Nightclubs are open again. Does that mean we can dance? I'm not sure. I think the idea of nightclubs being open means we can dance, but we'll have to wait and see on that. Indoor social gatherings will also be allowed again for the first time since the stay-at-home order was implemented. Up to 100 people can now gather outside, which is going to change the game for weddings. We can go to indoor and outdoor sporting events. The capacity limits for indoor events will be 50% of normal or 1,000 people, whichever is less. And for outdoor, it's 75% or 15,000 people. That's not as big of a surprise because TFC announced that they're able to play at BMO. It sounds like the Jays could also be playing at the Rogers Center soon enough, which would be a lot of fun. Also, upper lip waxing and professional beard shaping is back on the menu.
Yeah!
Because when you go to your human groomer, you can now pull down your face and then your face mask, and then they can do the stuff to your face. We can go to the movies and concerts again, and things like zoos and historic sites and museums and all that type of fun stuff is open again, too.
This is huge. This is a big deal. Like, and the thing is that it took a lot of patience and hard work and everybody kind of working together to get us here. So if you can feel good about something this morning, feel good about this. You got your double vax. You were patient when we had to social distance. Mm-hmm. And now you're here. So take advantage of it. And that's the thing. Like other things, you know, I look at, and we've talked about this a few times. If you haven't been downtown in a while, because there's been no reason for you to come downtown, completely understand that. But business has been wiped out.
Yes.
Like
Queen Street is a ghost town.
Queen West is, everything is for lease.
Yeah.
And it's really so sad. If there are restaurants that you love that survived, they're in probably in crisis mode.
Yeah.
So if you can get out, go indoor dining, go outdoor dining, whatever it is. Even going to things like the zoo, it matters. It really brings people back.
Be a tourist of the city again.
Yes.
Like, go see stuff.
100%.
And like, when you go out for dinner, plan for apps and desserts. That means appetizers and desserts. Okay. Try and keep up.
Cool.
And it's just like, spend some money there. And it's also important to note, too, that, you know, just because all these things are open, if you're not comfortable, that's fine.
Yeah.
Like,
100%.
You know, do your thing. Do whatever your comfortable level is.
And if you are, get out there and have a really, really good time.
Give people kisses.
Sure. What the heck, right? I mean, with a mask on, though.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah.
Anyway, listen, welcome to Stage Free. You're here. Let's get going. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You're going to be able to go on vacation soon. And actually, a lot of people already are, but the border between Canada and the United States is not officially open. If you're double vaxxed, I believe you can get back across the border. No issues anymore. And they're saying that sometime, maybe in August, they're going to allow Americans into the country who have their double vax and prove it. So that's progress, right?
Yeah,
that's great. Now, that means that you're going to have to go to the beach. And you're going to have to think about sharks again.
Adam,
now, are you one of these people that won't swim in the ocean because of sharks?
I'm cautious when I swim
in the
ocean.
Are you actually?
Yeah, it's always on my mind. I have almost a debilitating fear of sharks. So I'm terrified of
that's
sharks.
So that's so funny because, first off, shark attacks are extremely rare. Second, I know, like, I can't relate to people that are afraid of swimming in the ocean because I always feel with the ocean, at least you can sort of see. With lakes, you can't see anything.
Oh, I'm scared of lakes and rivers, too.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Especially once I learned that there's a type of crocodile that can live in fresh water, as there is a type of shark that can also live in fresh water.
That's right.
So that's terrifying to think about.
Most crocodiles live in fresh water.
Cool.
Most
didn't
alligators
know that part.
Do, too.
I thought it was just one.
Yeah, no, that's where the Everglades, they're all freshwater crocs.
I believe it's bull sharks that can live in, like, wherever. It doesn't matter.
Wherever they want.
Great.
Now,
love that.
The question I have for you is, if you got nipped by a shark, a little bite, whatever. Would you call that a shark attack?
I would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if I told you that shark advocates, because of the fear from movies like Jaws and Deep Blue Sea and stuff like that, because of the fear that they've created around sharks, shark advocates want to change it from shark attack to shark interaction.
Oh, thanks a lot, cancel culture.
So what they're saying is marine experts and advocates in Australia urging the public to refrain from using the word attack, declaring that sharks are not a deliberate killer. Sometimes they get you confused with something else.
Oopsies.
And oftentimes, they'll have, they want to suggest terms like a negative shark encounter.
Don't.
A shark incident.
Stop
or
it.
Simply a shark nip or bite.
That's enough.
Shark attack is a lie, according to the professor at the Sydney University in Australia.
No, it's not.
Attacks are merely nips and minor injuries from smaller sharks, because usually what happens is it comes from the smaller sharks who really pose no threat to you.
Yeah.
They think you're a fish, they bite you, and as soon as they feel bone, they let go and release. So it hurts.
Good. Yeah, yeah.
But like,
they're only getting down to the bone.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's not gonna be like Jaws.
Listen, remember like a year ago when Jada Pinkett Smith said she wasn't cheating, there was an entanglement?
Yes.
And she tried to phrase it as an entanglement. This is the same energy, is it not? They're not shark attacks. They're shark encounters.
Yeah.
No, it's a shark attack.
What if it was simply a negative interaction between you and the shark?
It sounds like you're having an entanglement with a great white shark.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Why don't you imagine for a second that you are rich enough to pay $28 million for anything?
Okay.
Like anything. Like in one place.
Okay.
Like, you know, there's people out there with $30 million, but it's all like tied up in different things or whatever.
I don't have any liquid cash on me.
I want you to imagine you've got $30 million liquid cash.
Yeah.
After all the other things that you need in your life.
Like if you could put it into a pool and dive into it like Scrooge McDuck.
100%.
Okay.
Now, imagine you're thinking, well, what the hell do I do with all this money? I just have so much of it. and you pay to go to space with Jeffrey Bezos.
Jeffrey Bezos.
So basically, 7,600 people from 159 countries participated in a month-long auction, which concluded June 12th of this year. The winning bid was $28 million.
Wow.
And they said, you know, the people that put this together, and this bid was to go to space with Jeffrey Bezos, said it would reveal the bidder at a later date. Well, on Thursday, which is yesterday, 5 days before the flight, so now the flight's on Monday, right?
Yeah.
They hadn't revealed the bidder. Like, who is this person? But a news release says that the person cannot go after spending an entire month bidding on it and spending $28 million. The new person cannot go because of a scheduling conflict.
Oh, come on. What?
Now, I'm assuming that they got cold feet.
Yeah.
Like, or maybe I just don't want to go to space yet.
Yeah.
I'm not sure yet.
Or maybe they hopped on the Zoom call with Jeffrey Bezos and were like, ah, this guy's kind of a wad. I don't think I'm going to do this.
Well, we don't know that. But yeah, they said scheduling conflicts. And here's the thing. No refunds on this auction.
Whoa, what?
$28 million gone.
Oh, good. Because, you know, Jeff's really been struggling. So I'm sure that'll help.
A Mr. Damon, son of a chief executive of a private equity investment firm, one of the runners-up in the auction, will take his place. This is a Dutch teenager. So okay, $28 million guy can't go. So Dutch teenager who is son of private equity firm investment will go.
Okay, I want to put you into the shoes of this Dutch teenager.
Yeah.
You go to space, whatever, you come back. The next time you fire up Tinder, when you have photos of you,
ooh,
in space,
ooh,
with Jeff Bezos, like, do they just shut down the app? Do you win?
You win. You might win Tinder at that point.
I think you do.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
When you woke up this morning, did the world feel a little bit different? Well, it should, because we have entered step three.
Woo!
We did it. I can't remember if it's stage three or step three, so I'm going with step right now. But it starts today. Here's what you got to keep in mind. Obviously, there's capacity limits and social distancing still in effect and wearing masks, yada, yada, yada. But things like indoor dining is back. Nightclubs are back. Indoor social gatherings will also be allowed for the first time since the stay-at-home order was implemented. Up to 100 people can now gather outside. That's huge news for weddings. We can go to indoor and outdoor sporting events again. Again, there's weird limits on it. If it's indoor, it's 1,000 people max. Outdoor, it's 15,000 people max. So it sounds like we could be seeing some Jays games as well as some TFC games. Well, we know TFC is happening, but we could be seeing some Jays games again soon. Some more personal grooming is back on the table because you can take your mask off now. So there's upper lip waxing and professional beard shaping available. We can go to the movies and concerts again. And things like zoos, historic sites, museums, that type of stuff is open again too. So it's definitely the loosest it's been since we probably first started this whole thing back in March 2020.
100%.
There's going to be no vaccine passport for Ontario. That's according to Doug Ford. Said the answer is no, we're not going to do it. We're not going to have a split society. That being said, Doug Ford did say that he's continuing to urge all residents of Ontario to get vaccinated, which would ultimately nullify the need for an Ontario vaccine passport anyways. He says, folks, just please get vaccinated. That's all I can ask. Vaccine passports have been a huge thing in certain areas of the world. I know Europe is really big on them, mm-hmm. and they've been very successful over there. So just interesting to see which path we're taking. Hey, what's your biggest excuse for not working out? Because a new survey found the top reasons, and I have the top five here for you. Adam, can you guess one of them?
Working too much.
Working too much was in the top 10. I believe it was like number 10. Seven. It was just like, I work too late.
You know what? Maybe not knowing what you want to do, like what you want to work on, like not having a focus.
That was not in the top five. Okay. I'll give you the top five. Number five, I just ate. Number four, I'm feeling sick. Number three, it's too cold, but somehow it's too hot. Didn't make the list.
That's interesting.
Okay. Number two, it's raining. And the number one reason we have for not working out, I'm too tired.
Oh, yeah, that's always my reason.
I got to catch my Z's.
I can. I got to sleep.
Yeah, I got to sleep in. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. And as we promised, summer side hustle keyword coming up 8 o'clock, so we can get you $1,000 just for listening to Virgin Radio. How about that?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax
on 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So Netflix, known for offering bad movies,
Yeah, great like, shows, bad movies.
Great shows, bad movies. They make some of the most incredible TV shows you've ever seen. And the movies are bad. I don't know why. Yeah. Now, they also have other movies that weren't made by Netflix that are good.
But anything made by Netflix movie-wise is awful.
It's I don't see how they continue to do it, too. It's crazy. Now, Netflix is constantly spending huge money on TV shows and constantly looking out for how they can do better because they've got major competition. You think about what, like, Amazon's doing with Amazon Prime. Maybe Prime doesn't quite have the same sort of television shows that Netflix has right now and the same caliber, but it's Amazon. So they've got unlimited budgets. They can do whatever they want. So Netflix knows it has to expand. Apple TV is also expanding huge.
And Apple TV, by the way, is fantastic.
It's got great shows. I have great still shows. Not seen like The Morning Show.
Morning Show is great. Ted Lasso is one of my favorite shows.
I keep hearing about that. I have not seen it. And then I've heard the movie Greyhound with Tom Hanks is unbelievable.
Greyhound's great. We just watched another one at home called Finding Jacob. It has Chris Evans in it.
Oh, okay.
And that one's amazing, too.
So they've got competition. Mm-hmm. It's a busy market.
Yeah.
So what they've decided to do, and this is really interesting, is offer video games.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So basically, they're going to do it within the next year, they're saying. Now, that's the source. Sorry, that Netflix has not come out and said that specifically. Yeah. Games will appear alongside current programming. And kind of like what Netflix did with documentaries and stand-up, company doesn't plan to charge extra for content at this point. And we're still not really even sure. Like, if I have a PlayStation 5.
Yeah.
If I play my PlayStation 5, I have to use a controller.
Yeah.
So what are you going to use? What kind of controller are you going to use? How does that work? So, and what kind of games are these going to be? Are they going to be kids games? Are they going to be like are you going to play Call of Duty on Netflix? Like, what is it going to be? So that's the thing that we don't know. But apparently within the next year, you're going to start to hear things about Netflix and gaming, and you'll be able to play games streaming on demand.
It's not a bad idea. The one thing I'll give Netflix is they are always coming out with interesting ideas. The movies may fall flat on their face most of the time, but
like but the TV shows are incredible.
Well, do you remember a couple years ago when they put out the interactive TV show so you could choose your own path? There was Bandersnatch,
yes,
and then there was the Bear Grylls show, which I loved and you guys hated, where basically you just drop them in the wilderness and you help them make decisions.
Oh my goodness, I can't believe that still was that actually.
Yeah.
I don't even remember that.
It was like I can't remember what that was called.
I don't think it did very well, TJ.
Oh no, it absolutely did not.
But yeah, for sure. This is the interesting thing is that it will be confirmed. They're saying within the next year. Don't plan on charging extra. No idea how they're going to pull it off. But you got to think they can figure it out.
They're just throwing it against the wall to see if it sticks.
Netflix, whatever. They got the money.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
There are moments in your life where you're like, I think it's going to work out with this person. And, you know, you find yourself 10 years later, like, it did work out with that person. And it's a little bizarre that it worked out with that person. And for some people, that moment where you're like, you knew this person was the person. Is very romantic. You know, it's like Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams in The Notebook, and they're going through that little bog that has all those swans in it, and it looks beautiful, right? For Nicolas Cage, it was when he found out his girlfriend kept flying squirrels.
It wouldn't be for you?
So he said, we met in Japan, and I thought she was stunning when I met her, and we had a lot in common. That's what he said to Entertainment Tonight when he was filming. He's talking about his new film called Pig.
Mm-hmm.
Where he is a pig farmer.
Yeah.
Now, he said she likes animals. So I asked her, do you have any pets? And she said, yes, I have flying squirrels. She has two sugar gliders. And I thought, that's it. You know, this could work out.
Oh, my God. Do you not read this story in Nicolas Cage's voice and cadence?
Yes, 100%. You know? He's a very, very unique man. And that's why I think there's like a public fascination with the guy.
Because he's either a really, really good actor or a really, really bad actor. And
right.
There's no in between.
And we don't know.
No, we just don't know.
We're not fully sure on that yet. So, it's hard for me to begrudge anybody that's fallen in love. Like as silly as it sounds, he's like, she's got two sugar gliders. I'm into it.
Yeah.
Your reasons for falling in love are your reasons for falling in love. We just want to know if yours were a little unconventional. Like TJ, did Val have anything you were like, you know, she keeps something and I'm like into it.
I know that for her, a big thing was that I kept asking her about her dog. Like I kept bringing up, because we met at a bar with friends
mm-hmm.
and I briefly heard that she had a dog named Charlie, who is now my stepdog. And I just continuously asked questions about Charlie, she said. And she's like, it's sure that you, she's like, they were a bit weird questions. Like, I apparently asked her, I'm like, how nice is Charlie? What do her paws smell like? Does she have a wet nose? Like,
what?
Just, well, because dog paws smell like Fritos, it's a fact. And what? I know for her, that was her reason that, and I think for me, it was that she was willing to listen to all of my questions about her dog who I never met. And then I asked to see 1,000 photos on her.
You showed an interest.
I did, yeah.
So what we wanted to throw out there, 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text. Putting aside the fact that now you know that dog paws apparently smell like Fritos.
They do!
You had a weird moment in your relationship where you're like, hey, you know what? This is going to work. What was it? Hit us up.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jack.
The super weird moment that you realized it was going to work out between you and your partner. But it's like, weird. Like Nicolas Cage meeting his now wife. And he said, you know what's going to work out? When I found out she had flying squirrels. That's what she keeps, two sugar gliders.
Hey, sugar gliders are the animal of love.
There it is, apparently. Now, what are the texts saying, Teach?
From the 647, my boyfriend said that the day we went out to a museum, I accidentally pulled a French fry from my purse from the night before. And that was when he realized that it was going to work.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe she's always got treats.
Okay. All right. Yeah. If you got constant snacks, I'm into it.
Exactly. Another one from the 289. I had some friends over to meet my now husband when we first started dating. My dog, who was afraid of every new person she's ever met, crawled up on his lap as soon as he sat down next to me and just laid with him all night. My two best friends both looked at me wide-eyed from across the room. And yeah, we're married now. Also, P.S. TJ, you're right. Dog paws do smell like Fritos.
Why are you guys walking around smelling dog paws?
Why are you not smelling your dog's paws?
So weird.
You can call yourself a dog owner. Another one from the 647. The weird moment I knew my relationship was going to work out was when my boyfriend agreed to go on two or three hour road trips to go to really cool food spots. As a major foodie, this was the weight of my heart that no one had ever touched.
That's really nice.
That's really cool. Last one from the 416. He was standing in my kitchen chopping up raw chicken in these hideous pineapple shorts. The way he cut up the chicken into perfectly even squares, I knew it would work. And that I loved him because that is exactly how I like my chicken cut up. So weird. Since then, we've been cutting up chicken together. Megan.
Sorry, is that the last one?
That's the one I want to end on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pineapple shorts.
Yeah.
Which I'd love to see a picture of, by the way. And cutting up chicken just the way she likes it. Amazing.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Welcome to Step 3, my friends.
Woo!
Here's what's open. And keep in mind, there are capacity limits for certain things and distancing still in effect. It's by a case-by-case basis. But we can eat indoors again with no limits on people per table. Nightclubs are open. Indoor social gatherings are also allowed again. And up to 100 people can gather outside. We can go to indoor and outdoor sporting events again. The capacity limits for that are 1,000 people indoors and 15,000 people outdoors. We heard earlier this week that TFC got approved to be playing back at BMO. People can go watch those games, and the Jays have applied as well. I believe we're still waiting to get final confirmation.
They're saying it might be August.
Well, that's not great, but it could happen. So yes. Yay. Also, you can do more personal care things. Like, you can take your mask off now and get your lip waxed or professional beard shaping. That's back on the menu. You can also go to the movies and concerts again, and things like zoos, historic sites, museums, and that type of fun stuff is open again, too. There's over 100 new emojis that have been approved for this year. Among them will be a pregnant man and pregnant person in various skin tones, along with some dramatic reactionary faces. According to Emojipedia, which might be the dumbest website on earth, the rollout for 14.0, which is where we're at with emojis now, is scheduled for September this year. However, the full rollout isn't expected until later in 2021 early 2022. So that's where we're at, by the way. This is how bored we are, is we're getting excited about emojis that are potentially a year away.
Great.
What a fun, sexy time to be alive.
I'm pumped.
2 out of 5 people will reject a trip to the moon, even with a guaranteed safe return. This according to a new survey online. 42% of people said they would turn it down, while 50% would go. I'm not sure what the remaining 8% would do. Maybe they don't believe the moon exists. men were much more likely to go than women, and millennials were far more likely to say yes than baby boomers. The people who said they were not interested were asked why, and the most popular response was, quote, I don't want to go to the moon.
Fair enough.
Others turned it down because, quote, the moon would be boring? Are you nuts? Also, other reasons, they're scared, fear of flying, fear of heights, claustrophobia, they're too old, there's, quote, no point, and some just couldn't get past the unrealistic safety guarantee.
There it is.
Would you go?
Yeah.
I would go too.
I think I would go for sure. I think it's one of those where it's like, if you have the opportunity, how do you turn that down? I feel like if, you know, on your deathbed, if you turn that down, you're going to kind of regret that. Don't you think?
Yeah. No one's on their deathbed being like, man, I really wish I didn't go to the moon.
Right. Yeah. Thank you.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Now, another keyword for you to win $1,000 with the Summer Side Hustle. 10 o'clock right now. Doja Cat. Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Shark attack? No, 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 no. You can't call it that. That's not fair to the sharks. It's a shark interaction.
Oh, no.
So, TJ, if you're like him, is one of these people who is afraid to go and enter the shark's home, which is the ocean.
I'm incredibly fascinated by sharks, but I'm petrified of them. And, right. Like, even if I go in the ocean, it's not for long, and I'm very nervous the entire time. I don't enjoy it.
Now, there are very few shark attacks per year around the world.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. Most of the time, it's not, like, a great white attacking you, like in Jaws.
Yeah, it's not until it is.
And, by the way, if you've seen all the Jaws, by the way, great white sharks don't have vendettas either.
Nope.
So, you know, if you take one of them out, their cousin and their aunt, which is literally the plot line in Jaws, like 2 and 3.
Yeah,
don't come after you. They're not attacking you.
You know those were documentaries, right?
No, they were not. But people in Australia, where the majority of shark quote unquote attacks happen, are saying, listen, attacks is a little bit aggressive. If a shark bites you, first off, usually they're sharks that are too small to even hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get a little bite, but as soon as they hit bone, they release because they're used to fish. Fish do not have big thick bones like we do.
Yeah.
So usually it's like a shark nip. So what they want you to do is call it a shark interaction. Because attack sounds too violent. They also said, you know, you could say a shark negative encounter.
I said this earlier. It's remember when Jada Pinkett Smith, she didn't call it cheating. She called it an entanglement.
Yes.
This is the same thing. You were cheating. It's a shark attack.
What about a shark incident?
No, it's a shark attack.
What about a shark nip?
I like that one better.
Shark
nip. But it's still a shark attack.
It's still, that's sounds like something you give to your cat. Shark nip.
Shark nip.
But yeah, they're saying shark attack is a lie because either they're defending themselves, so they're not attacking you, or they've confused you with a fish. So it's not an attack on you. So you shouldn't take it personally.
I think in my case, it would definitely be confused with a fish because I'm rather slippery. I don't have a lot of hair. And I'm definitely not a threat. So I'm definitely a fish.
So you're sticking with shark attack?
It's definitely a shark attack, okay. And it always will be.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
What is the quickest way you've destroyed something expensive? So you bought something expensive, or somebody you know bought something expensive. You used it. You tried it. Boom. Over.
Just like that.
Now, TJ's got a friend with a story in a second, but yes. Some of the text messages we have are already rolling in.
Already unbelievable. My husband bought a brand new iPhone. The next day, he went to pick up our grandchild. It fell out of his pocket. He drove over it and smashed it to smithereens. Turned to the phone store. It was not repairable. Had to pay $900 for a brand new one.
Oh!
That sucks.
That's terrible.
From the 416, when I was young, my dad bought me an expensive remote control car for my birthday. Within 5 minutes, I drove it down the stairs and it died. He wasn't impressed.
No, I can imagine. Although, you got to try it down the stairs once, right?
Well, it's an off-road vehicle.
Come on, exactly.
Last one from the 647. I bought a brand new high-end camera for a trip. This is before smartphones. And dropped it in a lake on day 5 of a 3-week trip to South Africa.
No.
Oh, that sucks. That is no bueno.
My girlfriend told me that she went to Nicaragua once and she brought her iPhone with her. The only picture she has is of the plane wing as it's landing because I think she lost it about 20 minutes afterwards. Like they got to the bar and it was just gone.
Oh, no. Well, at least you can prove that you were there.
Yeah, exactly. It was on her Snapchat. What do you got?
Okay, so I have a friend that lives in Alberta.
Okay.
And she got caught in a pretty bad hailstorm when they were camping a couple last weekend.
Oh, which happens all the time.
It does. In the summer, it's just something you gotta live with. The problem is, she went camping in her truck, her brand new truck that she bought 2 months previous. It did, Adam, pull the music down, $9,000 worth of damage to the truck. Oh. Hail damage to her brand new 2-month-old truck.
Oh my God.
Doesn't that suck
bad? Yeah, you know what? My mom's got a story about that too. She worked in Calgary at a station there before she came to Chum, and she said that she had, she got a little Subaru, a red Subaru, mm-hmm. and it was all, she could barely afford it. She was just scraping by with it. Same thing, baseball sized hail. Yep. Annihilated it. Like, it was done.
And I might be wrong, but I'm fairly certain that getting, like, hail insurance is different than having auto insurance.
Yes, so
a lot
is.
Of the time, they won't cover it.
Yes, because it happens all the time.
So it's out of pocket.
Oh, man.
Doesn't that suck so
painful.
Bad?
Oh, I hate it. Oh, I feel so bad.
She's got a good attitude about it. She's like, yeah, whatever, that's life. I'm like, oh, no, that sounds like $9,000.
I'd be like, I'm leaving this province.
Yeah.
What else we got on the text?
Another one from the 905. I bought a brand new vehicle, and within 24 hours, someone rear-ended me at a red light.
No. Oh. Thankfully, that's covered. But you know, like, okay, someone rear-ends you, whatever. Your car, your truck is gone for weeks, right? So, okay, so hit us up. 416-872-9999-999-999 to text. We would like to know how quickly you ruined something expensive. What happened? What are the details? Especially if it was your fault. Those are always the most
fun. Oh, yeah.
It's Virgin Radio with Troye Sivan.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You got it. It was expensive and you destroyed it pretty quickly. What happened? 416-872-9999. Go ahead.
So my dad, my stepdad actually, so he used to travel back and forth from Canada. And he decided he's going to bring a watch for me for the very first time. That's my very first watch. So he brought the watch. We were all excited and all that stuff. So we tried the watch. The watch worked great. Everything was good. In about 10 minutes, I was in the back room taking it apart just to see how it worked.
Oh.
So, yeah. He was not too impressed.
Oh, no.
So I've never owned a watch since then.
Oh, man.
I just stick to a phone and know the time from then. Yeah.
That's probably a good call. Did you at least were you able to put it back together?
That was it. I live to regret it till this day. Because I know how much it meant to him, you know?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Do you remember the look on his face?
Oh, it was terrible till this day.
Oh! Man,
being a parent sounds fun.
Yeah.
You know what? Being a parent, it is fun, but you do get disappointed a lot. Hey, man, thanks for the call.
Ciao.
All right, guys, appreciate it.
Hey, TJ, what other texts do we have?
From the 647, bought Beats headphones, which, if you don't know, are rather expensive. Within 10 minutes, my son dropped them and they broke.
Oh, well, you know, it doesn't help that they're made from the cheapest plastic imaginable.
Yes.
They are, by the way, a gigantic ripoff. I tried to use them in a radio studio once.
Yeah.
And because I thought it was being cool and I wanted to look cool. But the they kept feeding back into the microphone because they don't actually cancel sound the way you need them to.
Yeah.
So I couldn't actually use them on the, like, for a radio studio because they would just, you'd hear this thing.
Yeah.
They're not great. It's not great.
What's that sound again?
It's very, it was bad. We had a bunch of text messages that day going, what's going on in there?
Oh, not good. From the 905, our friend got a new car and the next month accidentally drove it through a giant puddle during a flash flood.
No.
Engine was a goner.
No.
He needed to buy a new one, not cheap.
No, I can imagine not.
Oh, God, that sounds horrible.
Wait, do you think that was the floating Lamborghini in Dufferin? You remember that? Remember there was like a flash flood a couple years ago and a guy in a Lamborghini is like, I'm going to drive through.
Oh my God.
And then
it was
like orange or something and it was just floating there. I wonder if that was him.
Let's hope not. Let's just really, really hope not. From the 519, when the new iPods came out with the touchscreen, they were almost $300. 3 days after I got it, my three-year-old at the time ran away with it and fell in the driveway, smashing the screen.
No.
It cost me almost $200 to get a new screen. Should have just bought a new one. That's all these just leave me in physical pain.
It hurts.
Yeah, I know. Another one, 647. My dad bought me an expensive RC helicopter when I was younger. And within a few minutes of opening it, I crashed it out.
No.
I crashed it on our living room ceiling, destroying it.
You were allowed to fly it inside? That's amazing.
No, this is it. I crashed it into the living room ceiling, destroying it and our light fixture. I then read the box afterward, and it says, only fly outside.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
That's from Isaac. Last one here from the 905. Adam, you'll find this relatable.
Okay.
I had a pretty new MacBook Air, and I accidentally spilled my alcohol on it, and it was totally ruined, and it had all of my college schoolwork on it, so I was mad about it.
No! Well, I mean, the college school work part I can't relate to because I'm a dropout.
Yeah.
But the dropping a laptop multiple times, mine flew off the back of my truck in December. Yep. Yeah, I can relate to that.
And it still works to this day.
It works-ish. Definitely in need of a replacement. It works-ish.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Guess what, my precious blueberries? We're in step three.
Hey.
We did it. That means we can eat indoors. We can go to nightclubs. We can gather indoors. Up to 100 people can gather outside. We can go to indoor and outdoor sporting events. There's capacity limits, of course. Your upper lip can get waxed, finally. And we can go to the movies and concerts again. Also, things like zoos, historic sites, museums, and that type of stuff is open again, too. Just a fun time to be alive. There is no vaccine passport coming from for Ontario. This according to Doug Ford. Now, this was rumored for a couple weeks, but he said, the answer is no, we're not going to do it. We're not going to have a split society. That being said, Ford did state that he's continuing to urge all residents of Ontario to get vaccinated, saying, folks, just go get vaccinated. That's all I can ask. Vaccine passports are a thing in different places all over the world. Very popular in Europe, and it sounds like it was really working there. So just interesting to see the approach that we're taking. Two out of five people say they would reject a trip to the moon, even with a guaranteed safe return. 42% of people said they would just turn it down. 50% would go. And I'm not sure about the remaining 8. I'm assuming they just think that the moon is some made-up nonsense. men are more likely to want to go than women. Millennials were far more likely to want to say yes than baby boomers. And the people who said no, they were not interested, were asked why. And here are their most popular responses. Number one being, I don't want to go to the moon. Other reasons, the moon would be boring. They're scared, fear of flying, fear of heights, claustrophobia. They're too old. There's no point. And some just can't get past the unrealistic safety guarantee.
Oh, okay.
Imagine not wanting to go to the moon because you're afraid you'll be bored.
Well, the thing is that, like, I feel like it might be fun. I feel like seeing Earth from that perspective might not be boring.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, unless you're a big foodie and you just don't want to eat out of those toothpaste tubes for a week.
You're there for like a week.
Yeah.
You can get over it.
You can do it. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Now let's talk about this summer side hustle keyword. Gets you $1,000 every day just for listening to 99.9 Virgin Radio. Okay. Get you that. 3 minutes. Right after Ariana Grande, it's POV Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Everybody had that person in high school that was like the popular one that you wanted to date.
Yeah.
And then there were people who were like, nah, I didn't have that. I knew who the popular people were, but I never wanted to date them.
I was never really in a group.
Okay, yeah, well, fine. Okay, you can be that person. But the rest of us, we lusted after some people.
We did.
Now, Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox, I am obsessed with this couple for some reason. They're just so interesting. Apparently, he had her poster on his wall, and he used to tell his friends that he was going to marry her back in the day. Like,
yeah, but
in
who
high school.
Didn't? Like, right. We all saw Transformers.
But he did it.
Yeah, that's
but, like,
fair.
He's going to do it. Like, yeah, they're like, together. Now, I'm not talking about it on that particular level, because most of us are not going to date celebrities, especially once we had posters on their wall and that sort of
yeah.
thing. Right? But I did kind of want to ask the question about you got to date the it person in high school, but you didn't date them in high school. You dated them later.
Interesting.
Did you?
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, me neither.
No,
I do know somebody who married and they have kids together, and they, like, she didn't really, like, I guess they were sort of friends.
Yeah.
But did, like, this is a person that went away to school, like in a different country. Like,
wow.
They went completely separate ways and then somehow met back up and started dating. And now have like a house and kids and that sort of thing.
Oh,
and
wow.
She would have ignored him in high school. Like, my mom always laughs because I somehow ended up at the same high school as my girlfriend right now.
Yeah.
So Lawyer Bay.
This is an unbelievable story.
2 years older than me.
Yeah.
We grew up a street away from each other,
yeah.
Did not know each other. I knew some of her friends and had crushes on some of them, actually.
No way.
Which she is not happy about.
Oh, you should name them. Bring it up all the time.
And it's funny because my mom, when I told my mom that story, I'm like, you know, it's so weird that she wasn't into me. And she's like, she was a senior and you were like second year.
Yeah.
She's like, no girl that age is looking at you.
It's only when she got a little bit older and she got a taste for younger men.
Well, what's funny about that is my mom's like, you're lucky she's interested in you now.
It's true. She's a catch.
So here's the deal. Here's the deal. I want to ask the question. You got to date the popular person from high school, kind of like in the Machine Gun Kelly vein, but it was later on. How'd you guys meet? How did it go? Were they super? Because I know there's some people that have done this and they're like, the person from high school is still living in high school, right?
Yeah.
Just like, I'm pretty cool. And it's like,
yeah, remember when I went track and field?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we remember.
Yeah, I'm still driving the same car. We want to know how it went. 416-872-9999. 999-999 to text. It either went terribly or you guys are married and happy to this day. I'd like to know the story either way. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So we're talking about, hey, you ended up like dating the person from high school that you had totally had a crush on. And like, you know, there's always those like popular kids. And you're like, man, I really, if I could date them, everything would be cool.
Man, my life would just be like a Twilight movie, pending they were a werewolf / vampire.
Ruth Ann, tell us your story.
So I met my now fiance. We actually just got engaged last weekend.
Oh, congratulations.
I met him when he was still in high school. I'm 2 years older than him, so I was out of high school and on my way to London, England. And he was kind of like the bad boy. He ended up getting kicked out of high school for a bit. I was homeschooled. I met him through my brother. We actually went on like 2 or 3 dates back about 6 years ago now. And then like totally went separate ways. He went to Germany. I went to London. And last year in August, we met at a wedding and ended up getting so drunk. We spent the whole night in a soybean field at my friend's farm.
What?
Chatting. Started dating a month later, and now we're engaged.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
What a tale.
Damn.
What did you guys do in the soy field?
Didn't even really, like, look at him twice back in the day, whatever. He was my brother's friend. He was 2 years younger than me.
Yeah.
And he was a bit of a wild child.
And now he's your brother's uncle. Or however that works.
I don't think that's how that works. But I think it is. But anyway, hey, congratulations to the two of you. That's so great.
Thanks. Thank you.
And have a wonderful day, Ruthann. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Okay,
ciao.
Bye.
So, TJ, what are the other texts saying?
From the 289, my current boyfriend was captain of the football team in high school, and I was in the band. And now we are happy together and plan on getting married. That is a tale as old as time, is it not?
That is very sweet.
That's like those movies you see. What's the Christmas movies you love all the time?
Oh, the Hallmark Christmas ones where it's like, hey, she left town for the big city and she's a lawyer and she's dating her boss. But then she needs to go back to her hometown because the cookie factory is closing and he works at the cookie factory.
And he takes care of his mom in the meantime.
That's right. And he's rugged and handsome and she falls for him. And then the guy from the city comes to the town, but he doesn't fit in the town.
No, he doesn't because he's wearing sunglasses.
And has a black suit on. And nobody in the town has a black suit.
He drives a Porsche.
It's wrong. He should be wearing flannel.
And
anyway,
that's 90% of those movies.
She sends him home and marries the cookie factory.
And they build a barn together.
Every movie, it's spectacular. Anyway, sorry. Honestly, what are we doing here? We need to be writing these movies.
I think we just came up with a really good one.
Yeah, 100%.
From the 647, my wife was the girl in high school I was terrified of talking to. We now have a daughter together who just turned 1 2 days ago.
Oh, that's so cute. Sweet. Congratulations.
I wonder if you ever worked up the courage to talk. Last one here from the 647, never dated but hooked up one night. It was a snooze fest. Thoroughly disappointed.
Yeah, sometimes it's like, don't meet your heroes. It's like, don't sleep with your crush.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Stage free. It's actually stage three, but we call it stage free because there's so much freedom and we're super excited about it. So, TJ.
Yes.
You got the full rundown.
I sure do.
What everybody can do today.
So keep in mind, there is capacity limits for certain things, and there's distancing. I'll show you a capacity limit. Anyway, we can indoor dine again with no limits on people per table. Nightclubs are open. Indoor social gatherings will also be allowed. Up to 100 people can gather outside, which is cool news for weddings. We can go to indoor and outdoor sporting events again. 1,000 people indoors and 15,000 people outdoors. That's, you know, we've kind of known about that. TFC's going to be playing at BMO soon, or have they? No, that's coming up.
Saturday and Wednesday. And they're going to give tickets to frontline healthcare workers, and there'll be a draw for season ticket holders as
That's
well.
Cool. And then the Jays, I know, applied to get back in, but we're still waiting on that. But I think the latest word was that could happen by August, which would still be cool. You can now get your upper lip waxed, and your professional beard shaping is back on the menu because at the personal care services, you can now pull your mask down. And we can go to movies and concerts again. Also, things like zoos, historic sites, museums, that type of stuff is open again, too. The movie one is every time I reread that movie theaters are opening, and not just like drive-ins are cool, but like going to the movie theater is such a vibe. And just reading about it, don't you not like smell the popcorn and waiting in line and sitting there in your seat and you can never really get comfortable? And then you're playing the games throughout the previews. Like, I can't wait for that.
Oh, man. And you know, it's fun too on the summertime too, because you walk in and it's like boiling hot and you walk into the theater and it's nice and air conditioned
ice
and dark.
Cold. Oh. And then within the last couple of years, they started, I don't know if this is like an hourly thing, depending on when you go, but they started selling alcohol at the movie theaters. And I remember a couple years ago, I talk about this all the time, I went to see Cats. And if you don't know, Cats is like one of the best worst movies of all time. And I went there, the theater was packed, and everybody was just mangled.
Great.
And you, every 5 seconds, you're hearing of another beer opening. It was fantastic.
It's worth it. It's going to be worth it to even go to the bad movies because it's been so long. Now, I got a question. What was Cats the last movie you saw in theaters?
No, I saw an equally bad movie. Sonic the Hedgehog was the last movie
you
I saw.
You saw that in theaters?
I saw it in theaters. It was me and another person. And it was a bad movie, but Jim Carrey was so good in it.
Because he's
Dr. Robotnik.
Right.
Who's like the evil villain.
Right.
And he was amazing.
But everybody else was terrible.
Absolute dumpster fire of a movie.
I can't even remember the last movie I saw. I have no idea. Like, it's how long it's been. I think I'm going to go this weekend. I don't even know what's in theaters. Like, must be Fast and Furious and nothing else.
I will go see Fast and Furious because the important thing that you've learned through the pandemic is it's all about family.
True.
And if there's one thing we've learned through the Fast series, it's all about family.
Wow. The pandemic bringing us closer together with Dom Toretto.
That damn right.
That movie is doing extremely well, by the way.
It's annoying.
Crazy. Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So, your next summer side hustle keyword gets you $1,000 just for listening to Virgin Radio. It's so easy. All you have to do is listen, enter the keyword at 99.9virginradio.ca. The next time we give it to you is just over an hour away. It's at noon. Miles has got that for you. He's warming up in the next room right now, looking handsome, being British.
He looks exactly like Jude Law, and every time he comes in the room, I get very intimidated.
He does look like Jude Law. It's a little unfair.
Yeah, it's super. Okay, he has this beautiful accent. Uh-huh. He's a very handsome man, and he's incredibly nice and charming.
Yeah, great guy to have a pint with. Yeah. Just hate him. Anyway, TJ, you're gone the next couple of weeks.
That's right.
Whenever anybody takes a vacation, I'm like, are they gone forever? No, they're not gone forever. TJ, you are taking 2 weeks off.
Taking a couple weeks off.
And one of the cool things about what you're doing on your vacation is you're actually leaving the city on an airplane.
I'm getting on a plane tomorrow. I'm flying to Vancouver, which is in our country. And my best friend lives in Vancouver, and obviously I haven't been able to see him for like a year and a half.
Yeah.
So it'll be nice to be able to hang out with him, have a couple beers, and then when I get back, my girlfriend and I are heading up to her cottage, and I'm just going to be a man of the woods for a couple days.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Are you a little nervous about getting on a plane?
Terrified. Yeah. It's the routine that I'm nervous about because I've completely forgotten how this whole thing goes. Like, I'm usually a get to the airport early type of person, as a lot of people are. But I was talking to my girlfriend last night. I'm like, okay, my flight's at noon tomorrow. So I think, I don't know, I'd like to leave the apartment by 8. And she's like, we live 20 minutes from the airport. What are you talking about?
You know, I've had, you might be like TJ too, and like, and feeling that. Like, there's a lot of people that I've heard that are just not sure what's they're in for at the airport. But every time we bring up the airport here at Virgin Radio, and if you've been to the airport, maybe you can vouch for this. Everyone is saying how clean and how quick it is.
Yeah.
Like it's like a ghost town, and it is cleaner than you've ever seen it in your whole life.
I think it feels scary because the idea of getting on a plane just sounds scary during this whole thing.
It does.
In theory, especially if you're flying domestically, like it's probably one of the safer things you can do because they're cleaning it constantly. They're doing tests within the airport before you get on. Even if they're just temperature checks, it's something. And I mean, I'm double vaxxed too.
So if you're double vaxxed, you have to get a swab?
No, it just says they're just going to check your temperature.
Oh, cool.
And flying into BC is so bizarre. So when I booked the ticket in mid-June, BC was kind of under a lockdown where you couldn't leave your zone. So picture if you live in downtown Toronto, you couldn't go to Brampton or Mississauga. You had to stay downtown.
Right.
So that's what BC was doing. And I was talking to my friend and he's like, look, you can fly in from out of province and you're totally fine. You don't have to wait a couple days or anything. You can just leave the airport and go about your day. But if he wanted to go from Vancouver to Kelowna for the weekend, he couldn't.
Whoa.
It was the most bizarre thing on earth.
Wow. Wow. Hey, we just got a text from Calgary. Hey, I'm a flight attendant. TJ, stop being scared to fly. We got you.
Please take care of me. Wrap me in a blanket. Say ciao when I enter the terminal.
So that is it for TJ for the next 2 weeks. I'll be on the air with Jax. Love you, man.
Love
Enjoy.
You too. Ciao.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.